Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. Great is the Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Abundant Solutions Hour. Our goal is to help others be more, do more, and have more. I'm your host, Gregory Turner.
And I'm your co-host, Brian J. Henderson.
Brian, we have a wonderful, wonderful show planned for tonight. And our guest is on fire. Brian, you heard him talking a few minutes ago. I don't know if we're going to be able to contain him tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Brian. Sir. Yes, sir. You know, Greg,
we're going to have a good time.
You know, Greg, I was thinking about the topic today, and, you know, well, first of all, let us talk about what the topic is. The topic of the show tonight is true love, and we have a very special guest that's going to tell us what that means in just a few moments. We'll bring him in. But, you know, when you talk about true love, you know, that meaning, that word love, it has so many different ways and so many different facets that it can you know, that surround it. You know, you could have like the love of money or the love of things or the love of people, you know, so there's so many different things you can wrap that word around, you know, but when it comes to true love, that true love it outshines all those other things. Like, let's say you have the love of your friend, but the love of maybe your newborn child supersedes that love for your friend. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's a when it's true love, it's just a different type of love.
Yes,
you know, would you agree, Greg?
Yes, I do. And you know what? There's also a lot of people are confused with love, too. We all know that there shouldn't be any confusion at all when it comes to love. Let's be honest with that. But a lot of people get love mixed up with different things. Just the other day, Brian, a young man was cheating on his wife, and he killed a young lady.
Yeah.
And
I saw that in the news.
Yeah, when the police came, they found out it was him. He turned the gun on himself a couple of days later, and he killed himself. Now, a lot of people will say, well, he loved her to death.
Mm-mm.
He didn't want to see her with anybody else. And we have a lot of young people listening in tonight, Brian, and we need to give the true definition of love, because there's only one definition. But,
right.
Brian, a lot of people are not raised the way that we are, and a lot of people are not taught the things that they should be taught. And I was talking
That's
with
right.
our guest tonight, Brian. I was talking to him earlier, and we were talking about love and well, I'll just say that. We'll get into that. He has a message for the young people. He has a message for the older. He has a message for everybody tonight. And, Brian, we're going to talk about love. If you will, Brian, go ahead and let's bring him in.
Yes, tonight's special guest is none other than Pastor Samuel Ayodele. And Pastor Ayodele was born in a small town known as Ephon Ayali.
Alayi.
Thank you very much. Thank
it
you very much.
State, Nigeria.
In the early 1950s, I won't tell you how old he is. He's a young man, though.
Yes, I'm just 15.
Yeah, and since he's already correcting me, let's bring him in now, because I'm not going to be able to say all these other words here. Welcome to the Abundant Solutions Hour, sir.
God bless you.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. God bless you. Everyone that is listening to this program across the globe, all over the world, you are welcome unto this glorious hour.
Yes.
They want to learn from the feet of God, who is the maker of all. And the Bible says in the book of Psalm 24, it said, it is written, the earth and the fullness thereof, the earth, underline the earth, and the fullness thereof belongs to God.
Yes.
He said the whole world universally, and they, when God say they, when the Bible say they, that dwelleth upon the surface of the earth, we all belong to God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, you know, I wanted you to touch on a little bit what the love and how young people should define love and how they should treat one another.
Okay. Thank you very much. Good enough for the Christian world, we are the salt and the light to the world, which means we have the DNA of the author of love. God is the whole author of love. When he loves us so much, the Bible says in the book of John 3:16, he said he sent his only begotten son, only, underline, begotten son, to die for all human race all over the world, not just for the Jews, not just for the Israelites. As a matter of fact, there are new Israelites in our modern time. The new Israelites are those who love God wholeheartedly. When we talk about love, we have carnal love. The carnal love, you want to make love, you want to have fun, those are fleshy and carnal.
Mm-hmm.
Very fleshy and carnal, and also worldly love. We have the one that we call agape love.
Mm-hmm.
Agape love is the true love. In the book of Genesis, first book of Genesis, that is Genesis chapter 1, from the beginning. The beginning, God created all things around the world. He created everything, vegetable, fruits, everything, animals. And in verse 26, when everything is ready, why? Because of his loving kindness towards us. The true love of God demonstrated from Genesis. Genesis meaning beginning, from the beginning. And he said, let us make a man in our own image and in our likeness. For what? So that God loved us so much that he wanted to have us as member of his family. He wants to have companionship all the time with us. And he put us as the crown over all he has created all over the world. He made us to take dominion over all that he has created. True love. This is true love of God. After working for 6 days, created everything, the light, the sea, the animal, the mountain, the valley, everything. He put us as the owner. He said, take all this, take control over them. Take dominion and authority over all these things. That is a great inheritance. A great inheritance. That is true love. God demonstrated to humankind from the beginning. In the book of Exodus, let us see what he gave to us. In the book of Exodus, chapter 20, reading Because he has given us all the love from the beginning. And before that 10 commandments, there was only one commandment. When he put man to be in dominion of all that he has. But man disobeyed just one commandment. What is the commandment? Thou shalt not, he said, we should not eat from the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden, where he put Adam and Eve. Those are the first men, woman and man, that God created. He put them in the garden, and he gave only one commandment. But guess what? Because of disobedience, we violated that commandment. And man was casted out of the garden to a wonderland. He put a curse, which is called divine curse. Of course, divine curse is a curse directly from God, which only him alone can have mercy to break the curse.
Mm-hmm.
Then man became a wanderer. He was cut out of life that God has prepared in love. He lost out of the true love of God. Where he did not need to struggle before eating, before drinking, before having any provision. All the provision that he has because of the love, he was chased out of the garden. Where all provision were made available.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has to till the ground. He has to wander from one nation to another. He lost the loss. That was the first love that was lost.
Mm.
Then, the second Adam, the Bible said, through one man, through the first Adam, then sin came unto mankind. But thank God, because of his true love, he looked at us, can they perish like this? Can I just wait and see these people that I so love so much, send them to perish? And God said, no. Then he sent his only begotten son. And his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, which is, the Bible says in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, that from the beginning, there is Word. The Word was God.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word was made manifest. And there is no way any darkness can comprehend the light, which is the Word. That means from the beginning, Jesus Christ has been. From the beginning. Then he surrendered himself. What a wonderful friend we have. He surrendered himself. I will go and rescue mankind from the life of struggle. Beloved, many Christians are struggling these days in the midst of plenty which God has prepared, has provided for us all, because they were cut off from the love. They were cut off from the genuine love. They were cut off from the true love which Jesus has given to us. Many fail to appreciate this love.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the only true love. Beside the love of Christ Jesus to the nations of men all over the world, he came, he died for all human race so that we can be brought back home to the Father by his own redemptive blood.
Mm.
The blood of Jesus, the precious blood.
Yes. You know,
this is the blood that was paid in love as a sacrifice for us to return back to God. And the Bible says, whosoever believes in him, he will have eternal life. So, true love is to believe in Jesus that died for us. True love is to be connected to be intimate. True love is an intimate relationship with God. Because when you are not, it is one thing to say, I love somebody. I love God. I love my mother. I love my friend. You are not in true love unto are intimately related. Because when you see someone afar off, oh, I love my friend. It's in Nigeria. I love my friend. It's in London. But let your friend or your girlfriend come closer and live together for just 1 month. Then you can now determine whether your love towards that person is true or not.
Mm-hmm.
Someone you love, the moment you are closely related, the true love will show up between two of you. The true love, if you sincerely love someone, it is not far off. You must be very intimate to be in true love. And what many people call as love these days is nothing to compare with the love of Christ towards all mankind all over the world. And this is the reason why I will say the union of men all over the world, whether you are black, gray, yellow, red, the union of men who were created from the beginning with the earth. When you cut through the earth, you will see yellow color, you will see red color, you will see green color, you will see gold color, you will see all kind of color in the earth. Guess what? Every human being was made from the earth. According to his pleasure, he created all of us. He created all kind of colors according to his pleasure. That's the way he wants it. Because you are yellow or red or green, you qualify more than me from the Lord. Because he has the same will for all of us to enjoy all that he has created. He created all things all over the world for our enjoyment. That's what the Bible says. For our enjoyment. But you don't enjoy anything until you have intimate relationship with the maker of all things, which is the true love. Again, I said the union of men with God is the union of men with one another. If you are not united, if you are not in an intimate relationship with God, there is no way you can have love to other mankind. You will be self-centered. You will love your own self. Love of evil instead of goodness. Once you are cut away from the love of Christ, you are cut away from destiny.
Mm.
Beloved, if you are listening to this program tonight, I want you to check your love life. Check your family. The Lord remember the Bible, according to the word of God, he said, teach your children from childhood, when they are babies, you introduce them to the love of God. Once they know the love of God from the beginning, that is it. America is a city of God. That love, God loves so much to bring all nations together, all races together in one single country. And the word that under God, a nation under God, a nation founded with the Ten Commandments of God. Ten Commandments of God. The founding father, they come together in true love. Some of them, they sacrifice their life to establish this nation under God. Under God. But unfortunately, our children, our youth, their love is diverted to another direction. Why? The love of God is taken away from the school. It's taken away from the government offices. It's taken away. So there is no access to true love. The children, our children, when they were young, unlike in those days, when people were taught about God in the schools, from primary to high school, you teach children the fear of the Lord. You teach children, who is this God? Many children, they don't know who is God. All they know is a nation under God. Who is God? But with the true love, America is founded as a nation under God.
Mm-hmm.
But America, the glory, when you are getting far away from the original, when you are getting far away from the true love, then you are diminishing in glory. You are diminishing. This nation is at the edge of diminishing. Diminishing in glory. Diminishing. All things that God has created because of his love towards this nation as a result of the passion of the founding fathers they have for God. See, a nation under God. And now, we don't know what to call America these days. You see, a nation under God, tell me, where is God displayed? You can't display the name of God anywhere. You can't display it on the street. You can't display it in the courthouse, no more. You can't display it anywhere, no more. Then where is God? So the children are confused with the true love. Instead of diversion of love towards God, so that the spirit of God can live in them, which is the spirit of love. The Bible says God is love. God is true love. He gave us life to live. He gave us all provision we need. But the more you are further away from God, the more all this provision is going to be diminishing from one's life. But the more you come closer to God, the more you have intimate relationship with God. Beloved, this nation needs to pray. We need to pray in America to return back to the true love. To get out of sin. Thank God for the righteous people, for the righteous men and women in this nation. That is the only thing we are enjoying right now. Remember, Abraham told God during the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, when he sent the angel of fire to destroy the nation of Sodom and Gomorrah. But Abraham asked, God, if I find how many righteous, if I find 50, if I find 20, but until 5, there were no righteous men on that land, and they were doomed for destruction. But thank God for this kind of the people who established this radio program. They are the righteous men of our day, because they still keep to the true love of God. They still keep the nation, because God had looked down. He can still find some righteous men and women in America. That is the joy. That is why America is still alive. Nevertheless, this nation is at the edge. God said in the book of Exodus how much he loves us. I am the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt. Like I said, we were cast out during the time of Adam to become wanderers, wandering around, a life without hope, a life without future. That is the life we are living until he sent Jesus Christ to rescue us. That is the land of Egypt. The first land of Egypt was when Adam was cast out from the Garden of Eden, into the world of no hope, world of struggling. many Christian fellows are struggling now because of sin. Because of sin. Beloved, Jesus Christ has come to bring us back to Eden, where we do not need to struggle. All we need to do is to call our husband. We are all married. Married to Jesus Christ. That is true love. He loves us so truly. And then when we love back truly, we can never lack anything good. We can never lack anything good. As it is written in the book of Psalm 34, verse 10, it says, even though the young lion, they do lack, and they do suffer at hunger. Not young lion alone. I've seen on television when they are showing animal kingdom, animal discovery of animal something. And we see big lion, male and female, not finding any prey to eat for food. And they will take their cubs for mice, hundreds of mice without food. And some of their cubs will die along the way. And they too, they will look so lean because there is no food to eat for several weeks. But this is not the life of true Christians who truly love God. You that you are listening tonight, I want to ask you, do you truly love him? Do you love him? If you love him, the Bible has already confirmed that the young lion, the old lion, the big lion, male and female, they do lack. Despite the fact they control the world in the forest. It's the king of the forest. Yes, The lion do lack. The lion do suffer hunger. But those who are married to Jesus, when you marry to your maker, then you can never, never lack anything good. That's the word of God. And it is yea and amen. One thing God cannot do is to lie. The word of God is yea and amen. It's our map quest for good life. It's our map quest to eternity. Like I said in the book of Exodus, he said, I am the Lord your God who rescue you from the land of sin, who rescue you from being cast out of Eden, who brought you back to my glory. I rescue you from the days of darkness, the kingdom of darkness, where there is no future, where there is no life. But I brought you into the kingdom of my Son. His old glorious kingdom. Where everything is made available without struggling. Where at the mention of the name of your husband, Jesus, everything you want. The Bible says at the mention of his name, the name which is only given under the heaven to mankind, that at the mention of that name, all knees shall bow, and all tongues shall confess his glory. Knees shall bow to his glorious and marvelous deed. Tongues shall confess. See, some people who were brought from nobody, nowhere, they were brought, is the Lord that can lift one from the dust to the top of the ladder. And he had the power to take the one at the top of the tower and put him down to the dust. He's the giver of life. The giver of life. That life we claim that we own today. He can take it at any time as he pleases. So the moment one is disconnected from the love, the true love of his maker, that is the moment he will start dying. Many people are alive. They say we are Christian. The Christian world. I challenge you. to love one another with true love. Not the love of loving how to do this, how to do that, no. When you love God truly, everything will answer to you on their own accord. Doors will begin to open for you. Heaven will open for you. There shall be no sickness. There shall be no trouble in, no trouble out. You will be filled with the peace of the Lord that passeth all understanding. True love. God is the true love. When you love Him, there will be no problem. There will be no sorrow. There will be no pain. So, many of our brethren, Christians all over the world, listening to this program, and those who are yet to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, this is an opportunity. Jesus is coming. Our husband is coming. That's the reason why I have this song to sing. A song that my Savior, I'm married to Jesus. I am married to Jesus. Satan must leave me alone. When you marry to the one that holds the power on earth, all power on earth has been given unto Jesus, and He has shared that power with us equally. Even in one of His words, He said, this miracle that He performed during His own ministry, we that we are coming, we that we have accepted Him, we can do more. We can do more. And this is what is happening around the world today. You see miracle of people who by the power of Almighty God through Jesus Christ, who is the power and the wisdom of God. There are dead who are healed. Dead who are healed. Somebody who have died maybe for 24 hours, 3 days. You see a Christian who loves God so much, who has surrendered his love, his life unto God in love, in true love. He just lay the hand and the dead man or woman will rise up and live. Lay hand, cancer will vanish. Lay hand, sickness of all kinds. Most especially incurable diseases such as HIV, AIDS. They were healed just at the mention of the name of our husband, whom we love truly, because He truly loved us first. He truly loved us first because of the manner of love He demonstrated, laying down His life for us all to be alive. That is true love. That is true love.
Powerful. Powerful. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. You know, I was going to ask the pastor a question, but he answered it already.
He answered all my questions. I'm just out.
I was just listening. I was like, wow, okay, he answered that question. Okay, he answered that question. So now I'm going down the list of my questions, and I'm trying to think of which one he didn't answer. Because he was very, very thorough. I tell you, Pastor, you hit it right on the head. You know, when I talk to young people, and I ask them, what does love mean? I actually did this with my children. You know, I have two 12-year-old twins and a 10-year-old, and I asked my children, what does it mean to have a boyfriend and a girlfriend? And it was funny because each one of them had a different answer, you know. But the funniest was from my youngest daughter. She said, well, you know, you hold hands and you talk to them and, you know, they wipe your tears when you cry. I mean, she just came up with all this stuff. And I was like, wow, you know, where does all this come from? But, you know, I say all this to say our youth seem to have this skewed interpretation of love, and I think it's partly because of what they see versus from what they've been taught. You know, because my children understand the Bible. You know, well, I won't say they understand it, but they know who Jesus Christ is. They've accepted him as their Lord and Savior. But yet and still, they struggle with this thing called love. You know, and I think we even are, even the young at heart, you know, a lot of adults are the same way, where we know who Jesus is. We've accepted him as our Savior, but yet we struggle in relationships because we don't understand what love is.
That's right.
You know, so help us out for our youth. You know, what should they be really focusing on?
Thank you. Thank you. This is a very, very terrible thing that Satan is using to distort the heart of our children these days. Remember the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 26. God was asking us, because we are children of God, anyone that has accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, the Bible says they were the one that they were given power to become sons and daughters of God. That's where true love started. If you were given power to become sons and daughters of the Lord, that power supersedes any other power you can ever imagine. Our children of these days, like I said, the foundation, the book of Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, it said when the foundation is faulty, what can the righteous do? The first love that should be introduced to children from the beginning is the love of Christ. The love of Christ will teach you how to live besides part time. Our children this day, they do not know how to live life in Christ, in true love. Life in Christ. The love of Christ from the beginning will cause you to walk in the status of God. It will cause you to obey his commandments. The commandment of God. I was reading, let me read this one. I'm seeing in the book of Exodus chapter 20, which is where the Ten Commandments is. Is our God, you must not have any other God but me. Compare that verse with anything you keep in your heart. Intimately, it's another God. If you keep money in your heart, you keep girlfriend in your heart, if you keep boyfriend at a particular time, because everything has time. There is time for everything under the earth. I remember during the days that we are in the high school, ordinary getting, touching a student in the class who is a female, you are in trouble. You are in trouble. You don't get close to female students. Female students don't have anything to other than you sit down in the class, listen to teachers, do your homework, go to the prep together, and everybody go to their own hostel at night. That's it. You are not supposed, although it's a Christian school, you are not supposed to communicate with a female. If they catch you with a letter, you're in trouble. Do you know I was invited to one high school, and I was asking them during my motivational speaking, asking them, how many of you know the Ten Commandments? How many do you know? How many of you know all the Ten Commandments? Nobody raised their hand. Nobody. I say, how many know about five? Nobody. How many know about three? Yes, high school student. Nobody. No Ten Commandments. But I said, how many of you know the names of beers? Different kind of names of beers. Everybody. Everybody. One can be able to tell me, they can be telling me this kind of beer, this kind of beer, this kind of beer. They keep on and on and on. But they don't know any of the Ten Commandments. Okay, tell me, how do we want to live according to the status of the Maker? How do we want to live to obey His commandment when you don't know? Neither father or mother knows. How can you now grow beyond the size? You are a student. You are a baby. You are now talking about girlfriend, boyfriend. It is not permitted. There should be focus. You focus attention on things. That is why immoral sexual behavior is all over, is beclouding the nation that is under God. Beclouding. The immoral sexual activity, the immoral lifestyle is all over the place. Because that is what is generating in their hearts. Whereas God said, my son, my daughter, give me your heart. Do not give me your music. Give me your heart. Do not give me your preaching. Give me your heart. When you give your heart to God, all you will be thinking is about His loving kindness that endureth forever. His loving kindness endureth forever. The time to marry, He will give you your own husband. The time to marry, He will give you your own wife. Remember, he said, and that man, in the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, the Lord looked at that man He created from the earth. He said, and the man was alone. And the man was alone. It was not the man that was looking for a woman. It was through the compassionate love of God towards us that said, I don't want him to be alone. Actually, the man was not alone, but there was nobody like him. Because He created all animals and He gave it to the man to name them, to give them names. Even the lion, even the elephant, every animal was given name by the man. So he was not alone, literally. But for somebody to be alike, like him, said the man was alone. And He created a woman and gave it to him. So when you give your heart to God, wherever your man or your woman is all over the world, you will find him. You will find her. Because God will bring that woman to you. God will give you to that man at the right time. But when you are growing beyond your size, that's why I talk about part-time, part-time. And God commanded, give me your heart. Do not give me your look. Give me everything. Give me everything. When you give everything to the Lord to handle, you have no problem. The time to graduate, it will be there for you. The time to move forward, it will be there for you. You will know, you will be able to discern between good and bad. You will be able. You will listen to your parents. You will read your Bible to know the Word of God. Even though, unfortunately, many of our youth, no one taught them Bible, the Word of God, no more. No one taught them how to pray in the school, no more. America, return back to God. America, return back unto God. Because this is a nation of God. Nobody created this nation but God. He used some people. The Holy Spirit gets into the heart of some men. And they said, look, we want to serve God. We want to serve God. And this nation was founded. I was in the capital in Washington, D.C. We had a tour of our founding fathers, their story. Many of them were preachers. Many of them hold the Bible, which is the Word of God. They held it in their hands. Saw the statue. So, our generation is deteriorating in the knowledge of God. And my people are perished. My people are perished. The book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 32b, says my people are perished. My people are diminishing in glory because of lack of knowledge. The knowledge of the true God. Knowledge of the true God. When you have the knowledge of the true God, you will know what to do per stage, per life, per sign. You will not put yourself in the grade 12 when you are supposed to be in grade 8. That is the lifestyle of our youth these days. They live beyond their size. Lack of the knowledge of the true God. You must not make yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or on the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship any idol, any god. For I, the Lord your God, and I am a jealous God, who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. Beloved, Ten Commandments. I'm reading from Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. Are we not tolerating? God is not ready to tolerate America having other gods and goddesses. Only God, the maker of heaven and earth, is the maker of this land, is the owner of this land. We are all foreigners on this land. I don't care what is your position in America today. We are not here forever. One day, your visa will expire. The Chief Justice of America cannot stand for you when that visa expires. You must go. You must go. So while you are alive, remember to serve, to know the true love that makes you and has given you all things to enjoy. Thank you.
All right, Pastor, we're going to go to the phone lines because I'm sure we have someone on there that has a definite question. All right, let's try.
Well, before then, let me announce about my ministry before then. Do you mind?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, the name of my ministry is Transcontinental Trinity Ambassadors Ministry. As a matter of fact, I have my wife with me on this forum. He was listening to me. He's also an American from Mennington, West Virginia. He's a lady evangelist and a missionary. Mm-hmm. Evangelist Dala Ayadele is on this line.
Okay.
Honey, are you on the line tonight?
I may have her muted. Hold on. Let's see if this is her. Caller from the 304 area code?
Yes.
Yes.
Caller, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. You have a comment or a question?
I am the wife of the pastor that's just been talking. And I just thank God that he's using my husband to speak to the nation. And I hope that a lot of people are listening and that they're blessed by what he had to say tonight.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you very much for calling in.
So that is my wife, and the name of our ministry is Transcontinental Trinity Ambassadors. We are not a ministry of denomination. We are a ministry of family, body of Christ, anywhere around the world. I met my brother, Pastor Wilburn, from Florida, when I went to Florida with my... He's the one that sponsored this program tonight. He's the one that connected me with this powerful and glorious radio station. And God, we bless him. We had love, true love of Christ together. I felt like going with him to Florida when we met. Mm. Because he's a true man of God. He demonstrated a true love of Christ. And may the glory of God continue to manifest upon his ministry. So we are a ministry of families. Anyone that call himself by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he believes in his coming to save us, to deliver us, then it's my family. It's our family.
Yes.
So we operate as family. Then we have this ministry. We also have a department where we have an invention. That invention was known all over the in Africa when I was in Nigeria, and I brought the invention to America to develop. To God be the glory, the government of Maryland in this country, in America, they have helped me and my wife. They help us, they encourage us so wonderfully, so powerfully. And the invention has already been concluded. We have the trademark approval already, and this invention is about to go to the world market. But in case God touch your heart tonight, you can keep in touch with us on 304-216-1926 or 301-334-6368, Transcontinental Trinity Ambassadors Ministry. If you want to help us to be a sponsor of this project, it has already been shipped to the manufacturer, but we are waiting to make. All we need to start is $100,000. If God put that in your heart, just call us. We are ready to go. And you'll be part of this project for life. May the Lord bless you.
All right. And you can send your checks to Transcontinental Trinity Ambassadors Ministry, P.O. Box 296, Oakland, Maryland, 21550. All right, Pastor. You know, I've been reading your information, and I think that is just really, really cool that you're an inventor.
Praise the Lord.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of gifts that we receive, and, you know, it's just great when you see people working in their gifts, you know, the Lord gave you the gift of ministry, and he gave you the commission of ministry, but he gave you the gift of inventing.
That's right.
And so I think that's just really cool.
That's right.
You know, Pastor, I want to go to this next caller. We got about 8 minutes left in the show, but I want to get them in. So if you just bear with us.
Okay.
Caller from the 917 area code. You're on live. Caller from the 917. All right. Maybe they're just listening in. They don't want to comment, and that is just fine on the Abundant Solutions Hour. All right, Greg, you have anything? We got about 7 minutes left. You got any more questions, or did he answer all of your questions?
I think he answered all of the questions. I don't think I know he did. One thing that's very important is, you know, I hope the young people really understood and will abide by what he was saying when he was talking about love and true love, and so they won't get in these crazy relationships and do things that they shouldn't do. And
yeah.
As children, they should stay children as long as they're children and leave the adult things alone. Just like you said, anything that you put before God, that is your God. And our God is a jealous God, and you shouldn't put anything before him. So just stay focused on what you're supposed to do. And, Brian, I tell you, he's truly blessed a lot of people tonight. And a lot of people, you know, they're going to come away. I'm sure they were taking notes, and they probably have a pad full because he covered so many different things in just an hour. I mean, an hour is not long enough when you're dealing with Pastor Samuel because there's just so much in him that needs to get out.
Yes. I mean, and you know, the beautiful part about it, Greg, I think we only asked him maybe 3 questions the whole night. But we got answers to all the other questions that we were going to ask. And that's just the way that God works. You know, a lot of times he don't want us to ask a million questions. He just wants us to get out the way so he can use the man of God to get his word through. You know, and I just think that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
If you don't mind, I also have a ministry where we have, because America, like I said, there are some righteous men and women in America who are touching lives for Jesus Christ around the world.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many of them. And you, what you are doing, you are serving the Lord in truth and in the spirit. So we have a counseling section, and that number can be called 24/7. We counsel people, we pray, and we also have a night vigil, which is always taking place from 8 o'clock to 10 p.m. every Friday. And God is using that medium to do a lot of signs and wonders. People are healed through our prayer conference. I can give you the number to the prayer conference, which is 712 451-6100. 6100. Again, 712-451-6100. That is for the prayer conference. Friday, 8 p.m. in the night to 10 p.m. in the night. Then the access code for that number is 664-699, then sign pound after 9. 664-699. We use that these two number when you dial the first 712-451-6100, then you will dial the access code, which is 664-669-5 pounds. Then that will usher you 699-5 pounds. Then it will usher you straight into the conference. But if you have any other thing, you just call us directly from our ministry phone. We also do food pantry. In other words, nobody should go sick in America. God bless this nation. But I pray, there was a time we are in the capital. We have a program with these senators and the congressmen. And at certain time, we are singing, and the Holy Spirit just pick up in me and say, stop, bless America. And bless America. It's time for America to bless me with their mouth, to bless me with their heart, to get away from sin. That's the only way we can bless God. When we are living a holy life, the Bible says, God said to us, I am holy, be thou holy. Where is holiness in America? Even in the church. Where is holiness? May the Lord bless this nation. May the Lord continue to give us the grace to bless God back with our lifestyle, so that God will not say, oh, I regret. No, there was a time in the old that God regretted, created man. And he wiped them off. In the book of Genesis chapter 6, you are reading from 14 down. You will see that the world was corrupted. The earth was corrupted by men. And now look at America. It's a corrupted nation again. Our leaders are not giving good examples no more. Look at what our leaders are doing. What the youth, what are they learning from a governor who is immoral sexually? What are they learning? What do they want the youth to learn? What does he want to teach his children? And so many of them like that. A life of sin. Swimming in the pool of sin.
Yes.
We need to pray for America.
Yes, we do. Pastor, we got about a minute left in the show. We want to thank you for joining us tonight, because I tell you, you definitely bless my soul, and I know you bless a lot of other folks that are listening.
And we also do motivational speaking. We also do revival in churches. They invite us. So any church can invite us. We'll be coming to do ministration, deliverance ministry, for healing, for deliverance, all this. Just keep in touch with us. We are available.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll make sure we get that information out to our listeners as well.
Amen.
With that being said, you've been listening to the Abundant Solutions Hour. We thank you for joining us tonight, and we ask that you please let your friends know on Facebook and MySpace and all the social networks, the Twitters and everything else that you listen to. Good evening, God bless you, and good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.